on Vaticano as we prepare for the International Eucharistic Congress in Quito, Ecuador. Embark with us on a mission to Quito and witness the everyday struggles but also the triumphs of community members at the center, a family of families, where people strive to break free from the cycle of poverty. Vaticano starts now.
Ecuador es un país pequeño.
Ecuador is a small country, very diverse.
Pero aquí,
however, here, there has been no due attention to the people.
Hay mucha gente pobre.
There are many poor people and very few wealthy.
Que nos aquejan como sociedad y en ese aspecto también estamos en contra.
Y esto genera un ambiente de insatisfacción.
And this generates an atmosphere of dissatisfaction that people do not have access to the rights they need. Because of this, there are protest demonstrations that are not good for the country. That's why there is insecurity. Because they don't have work and they don't have food to take home. And that generates insecurity here in the country.
Familia de familias, buenos días. ¿Podemos
Dear Pope Francis, my heart fills with joy and emotion, knowing that I can address you through this letter. My name is Johnny Espinoza, and I work in a Jesuit center for social promotion, the Center of Family of Families here in Quito, Ecuador. I thank God for allowing me to be an instrument and putting myself at the service of a vulnerable population.
People Foundation is the only organization or charity that we know of that is specifically dedicated to what the Pope's needs are. And it's not really the Pope's needs, it's needs around the world.
The ones that touch my heart are the ones that work with the children, and we have visited some, and to see the dedication in which they run these projects and make basically every penny count just really spoke to me when we visited them.
Our objective is to provide tools so that the families, their children, can be empowered, that is to say, so that they really believe they can do something for their lives and develop a life project.
Hacer algo por sus vidas y que puedan desarrollar un proyecto de vida.
It really speaks to the subsidiarity part of our church. You know, in solidarity, we look to fund those projects that need to further the work of the church.
And these are organizations that are around the world that otherwise wouldn't get the attention. They're in the furthest, farthest places, doing remarkable deeds, but they don't get the notoriety.
Dear Pope Francis, my name is Edwin Germán Ruales Arias. By this means, I ask for prayer. We know that prayer has power, and I know that with your prayer for our work and all the works of aid, you will generate strength to strengthen always, being works of help to the most vulnerable.
Perfecto, más luego necesito que me indiquen eso, más que nada. Este es el banco de alimentos en el cual se tuvo que improvisar.
This is the food bank that had to be improvised due to the COVID times. Previously, we served our community, our families, with 3 meals a day and on Saturday. On the weekends, we usually provide food in a big pot. The food bank helped us to be able to provide our families with food kits since they were at home during lockdown. Here is a process of the kits that we are making. They are kits that have the basic products so that the families can feed themselves. This is a basic kit for 4 people, 2 children, father and mother. Here we have other kits for 5 people with candy in each kit for the kids.
Se fundamente más con otro tipo de proteína como pollo, como hígado.
We try to base these kits more on different types of protein, such as chicken and liver, depending on what we can buy, depending on what our donors can help us with. But we are always working with the complementing foods so that they have all the necessary products for their nutrition.
They don't have work and they don't have food to take home. Our goal is that people feel that they are transformed, that people feel empowered and believe that they can have a better life.
Think about the Catholic Church, all of the parishes and all of the schools around the world, and the ability for the hierarchy of the church to manage capital in a very efficient, cost-effective, and impactful way. There's actually no other charity in the world that I think can do better around the world than this charity.
It's great for the Papal Foundation stewards to go out into the field and see their money at work, to see what the Holy Father's doing with their donations and how it's making a difference in the lives of the people in desperate need. And those organizations that receive it are hands-on with the poor, and it makes a huge difference.
As volunteers, we gave what we could, and at that time in our lives, it was our time. And so we dedicated a year of our life to be down there working at the center.
They found that when they brought American and volunteers from all over the world, really, down to Quito, and those people saw the work that was being done, they were able to kind of spread the mission, and also, if they weren't able to donate their time, they were able to donate their resources.
You can hear the chairs rustling, and the kids are like,
hola, hola.
Stop!
After a short break, we'll continue by following U.S. college volunteers as they visit the center to learn about the daily lives of local families and help build a new home for a family in need.
Francis. My name is Olivia Young, and I'm collaborating here at the Center of Family of Families in Quito, Ecuador. I pray that you continue to share the Jesuits' mission of accompaniment, and may the world continue to follow your example. Our mission here is to walk alongside the vulnerable and the marginalized. I pray that our work, truly a work of God, continues on. Since our inception in 1964, we have served and accompanied more than 7,000 families. An average center member lives on $2.45 a day. Nearly 300 tons of food since March of 2020 were provided to our families as well as to the local community. And then in 2022 alone, more than 34,000 hours of social work as well as pastoral care were provided to our community. We also have an impact report done that shows that 75% of our community leaves the cycle of generational poverty forever. We offer this type of service learning experience for high schools, parishes, colleges, to learn about what service looks like. I always say it's like planting the seed, and it really is something so important and critical for our mission to continue, is so that people know about our work.
The center is one of our partnerships that we come into contact with. Being a family of families and underlining with the Jesuit values and the mission just works so well with what we want to do at Spring Hill College and what we want our students to see.
The most meaningful one for me would be the Minga, because we worked with the family and it was my community with their community all together.
Is an indigenous word that means community work group. So it is everyone coming together. It could be staff, it is our volunteers, it is our visiting groups. Our families as well participate in Mingas. So we go to a family's house and help in any sort of project they may need. And since 1995, we've had over 550 Mingas.
La sala aquí. La sala para que se sienten aquí.
This is where Joel sleeps. We put some curtains so he can sleep in this room here. Here we have my clothes, and then Jocelyn's clothes. Here are the extra dishes. This is my kitchen. Here, this is where I cook. And here, at this table, I sit to eat snacks. I have two children. I had three, but one girl I lost. I have two, which is Jocelyn, Gavin, who is 12, 13 years old, Joel, who is 22, and my husband Eduardo is 46, and I'm 45. We have been here since the 4th of February 2021, already 3 years, and we have a little room. There I sleep with Jocelyn and my husband. Going to live there, at the new house, will be better because here we don't live in good conditions. When it rains, a lot of water enters. There, this won't happen, as we'll be better off, especially because we'll have a bathroom. As I say, my children and the center are my family. They have also helped me a lot at home because I used to have a lot of problems and their psychologist has helped me a lot. I have been able to cope with these recent times. We are getting along well. Of course, in a home, there are always problems, but even without anything, we are getting along a little better. We have left many things behind, but we thank God for the center, which has supported me in these times. And we have to learn to value that and to receive them with open arms. Trust in God.
Confiar en Dios.
After a short break, we'll take a closer look at the center's pastoral and medical care that nurtures both physical and spiritual well-being.
Holy Father, may God bless you in your hard work. I ask you for your prayers for this institution so that its servants may become messengers of Jesus. We began by engaging in a dialogue, and little by little, we started to build a close trust with the families. And it is then that we create a bond of accompaniment with a family. We offer, for example, beauty services. We have provided barber training, basic sewing skills, and we have had the opportunity to function as an institute for design and fashion.
As for the sewing course, I can say that it is the best thing I could have found. The best opportunity to train myself in something that I like. It has been one of the greatest opportunities that life has given me, that God has allowed me to have. So this has strengthened me a lot as a person, as a human being, as an economic activity. Because in my house, I mend clothes. So I mend clothes and I have some money, some means to be able to survive. There would be a next phase to continue training in this a little more and to be able to make this an economic tool for us women. Because now it is a little difficult for us to get a job.
We are making a t-shirt in this class. We already know how to make the patterns, but we are moving on to the next level, which requires using the machines. Well, to design my garment, it would be a dress for a 15-year-old girl or for marriage, something like haute couture. That is my dream, and I know that I can achieve it because every day I advance in my learning, because a dream implies determination, desire, and willingness to achieve it. And one of the biggest challenges I've come to face was being sick. I am a cancer survivor and one of my lungs doesn't work. And I've always said that there is no limit for me. Nothing that comes my way is a limit. My limit is what I set for myself. It's to learn more. Where would I be? I don't know, because I'm here today. I don't know about tomorrow, but I would like to leave a legacy to someone, to show that sewing is an art, apart from being something that relaxes you, a distraction, or something beneficial.
My dream was to operate a sewing machine, and here they made my dream come true. The reward has been a fruit for my children because I am a mother, a head of a household, and the best reward has been to learn here so that my children do not lack food. The center, a family of families, is my second home. They have helped me a lot with personal issues because I have a child who was in a coma and I had no desire to do anything, to learn anything. They helped me to raise my self-esteem as a person because I thought I couldn't do anything. Not having completed my studies made me not want to do anything.
So what the center aims for is that they no longer remain in that cycle of poverty, in that cycle of violence, but rather that they manage to break out from that cycle so that patterns can change and things are no longer the same as always. That is, to break all that. And this is achieved thanks to training, guidance, and so that they can have an entrepreneurship. Or, with the experiences they have, they could also easily work in a factory.
This mission has not only changed my life, but the lives of so many people. Our families, the local community, donors get to know this mission. And it really is, I think, a very simple task, I guess you would say, to just know that caring for someone could be very small, but that is a ripple effect, and you can really make a difference in someone's life by just caring about them.
When you're young, and I'm talking in your 20s, you're starting out life and you don't have any money. You just finished college. And then when you get to my age in the 70s, you, of course, take care of the local diocese and Catholic Charities and all the local apostolates that are around. And then I was exposed to the Papal Foundation, and I thought, this is great, and because we can take care more on a global basis.
And it takes everybody. It takes the volunteers, it takes the leadership at the Center for Working Families, and then it takes the donors. And between all three of those, hopefully we can come together and really, you know, help create God's will of try to get everybody closer to heaven.
Le daría las gracias.
I would thank him and tell him that his presence inspires me.
Le pido su bendición.
I ask for your blessing for each of the people who are part of this mission. You are our inspiration for the work we do.
Gracias por mostrar.
Thank you for showing that we can contribute to building the kingdom of God. We are united in prayer. I pray for you, and please pray for me.
I ask Almighty God to bless your health and your life, to guide the Catholic people with wisdom. I beg His Holiness to raise a prayer so that He may continue to benefit those most in need.
Holy Father, may God bless you in your hard work. I ask you for your prayers for our institution, that its servants may become messengers of Jesus.
I wish you many blessings and wisdom in your tenure. With love, Germán Ruales.
Con afecto y cariño,
Jimena. Atentamente, Juan Luis Delgado Moreira.
Atentamente me despido, María Buñuel.
Con profundo afecto, Johnny.